A Ludlow GP is praising the town's health workers and volunteers for the way they've dealt with the coronavirus epidemic. Dr. Catherine Beanland is a GP at Ludlow's Portcullis Surgery. She said they've only had 13 patients test positive for COVID-19. That's out of nearly 8,000 patients. And there have been no deaths. 13 out of 8,000. Dr. Beanland also wanted to highlight the work of Alexandra House Care Home for how they've kept the residents safe. So let's talk to Dr. Catherine Beanland, and also in a minute, Sue Grehan, who's the manager of Alexandra House. Let's talk to Catherine first. Hello, Catherine. Good morning.
Hello there. Thank you for having me.
You're very welcome. Can you put your finger on it? Can you tell us how come Ludlow's had so few cases?
Can I just correct a few things? First of all, it's a positive swab. We've only had 13. And now clearly there may have been more positive cases that were never swabbed, but those are the only ones that we're aware of that were actually positive.
Okay, yeah.
And secondly, there were two deaths associated with COVID virus, but what I said in my article was that their death was not due to the virus, it was a secondary thing. So that is what we were saying.
So, I mean, the technical side of it, and we're always quite careful to do this, is they died with it, but not necessarily of it.
Exactly.
That's it. Okay.
I mean, what can I say? I mean, I think we were expecting right at the beginning of the epidemic, we were thinking that it was probably going to be about 200 cases in Ludlow. And what I mean by that is possibly 200 deaths. We were braced for it. And Ludlow, in actual fact, has got a very high elderly population, a very high level of people with long-term illnesses. So we were expecting that we were going to be at the kind of higher spectrum. And I think there are a combination of things that have happened. I think all of us have pulled together as a community. Right from the beginning, we had this meeting where there was loads of support for volunteering in Ludlow. We've had more than 1,000 calls answered for help. So people that are vulnerable, our elderly population, of which there are many, they have remained in their homes and they've been unable to do so because our volunteers have gone out, done their shopping for them, picked up their medications, etc. So that's the first aspect. The second aspect, which is the bit that I was talking about in the article I sent you, was about the care homes. I mean, I have been absolutely overwhelmed by what they have done in Ludlow. So we have had some cases in some of the care homes, but they have been very limited and immediately brought under control. But the main thing is some of these care homes, including Alexandra House, but not just Alexandra House, they're just an example, but many of them have simply shut down. So they shut down the home. They asked the staff to remain in the home. Many staff actually lived in the home, so they didn't have contact with anyone else, and they sent other people who had family members who had children, they just simply sent them back home, and they told them not to work because they didn't want them to come into contact with their residents. So there are several of our care homes have had zero cases of virus because literally the residents have been completely shielded and protected. And I think that has made an enormous difference to the levels. And then the third aspect is the hospital. We are very blessed to have a community hospital in Ludlow. And what we did from the start was we changed around things in the wards. I really think it's been an amazing effort by the management in Ludlow Hospital. We have made sure that people who are positive with the virus have been kept separate from people who are not positive, and that has enabled this cross infection to not happen, and we've been very careful with that. And also, anybody that's been discharged from hospital, instead of being sent home, where possibly before times where we were testing people, they could have had the virus, but they didn't know and could have spread it when they came home from the hospital. Instead of that, they've been coming to Ludlow Hospital. We've been keeping them isolated and making sure we don't send them home until they are negative from any virus. So I think that has been a fantastic community effort.
If ever there was proof that social distancing and social isolation, following the rules to the letter, works, this is it.
I think so. I really think so. Now, clearly, we're not out of the woods. I don't want to say this is a victory because obviously this is an ongoing battle that we've got with the virus. But I just wanted to highlight, and when I was talking to Sue Grehan, who you're going to talk to in a minute, I mean, I was just talking to her and she was saying to me, oh, I'm really tired and exhausted. And I said, oh, why is that? And she said, well, I've been doing 50 plus hours the last couple of weeks. And I said, oh, really? Why have you been working so hard? And when she told me that they'd sent half their staff home so that they didn't, these are the staff that have family, that had children, so they couldn't stop having contact with other people. They've sent them home. And what Sue's been doing is working 50 plus hours in order to cover them so that her residents were protected. I was just flabbergasted by what she said. And I just wanted to highlight what an enormous sacrifice our carers have done in this area. And I wanted to thank them.
Well, let's bring in the lady of the moment, Sue Grehan from Alexandra House. Hello, Sue. Are you blushing?
Yeah, good morning.
How are you doing, Sue?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. Talk me through what's been happening, what you've put in place there to keep the residents and the staff safe at Alexandra House.
Well, I think it was about the end of March we had an emergency staff meeting and we decided the best action would be to lock down. So we discussed with all staff which ones would be prepared to lock down and the rest of the staff we did actually put on furlough because they got children and working husbands, etc. And so we wanted to keep the residents safe. So for that 8 to 9 weeks that we locked down, that means that my staff didn't see their families, had no contact apart from phones and virtual and Zoom and Skype. We didn't see any of our families for 8 to 9 weeks in order to keep our residents safe.
Because that's it. You don't, just don't let it through the door. It's as simple as that, isn't it?
Yeah. We locked down totally. Yeah.
And you've had no cases.
No cases at all. I did all the testing when we had testing kits arrived. I did all the testing on residents and my staff that are working, and everybody was negative.
You've gone above and beyond here, Sue.
It's been hard. It's been hard in personally for not seeing family, grandchildren, etc. It was hard. But, you know, we did the right thing. We looked after our residents and ourselves and kept other members of staff safe who've got children and et cetera. So we did the right thing. We did the right thing.
How many residents have you got there?
We're registered for 22. I have lost 3 residents during this outbreak, but it wasn't through COVID at all. There were other circumstances. It's been challenging, long hours, long shifts. But I would like to really thank all my staff for the commitment, especially there was one member of staff who was married recently just before we locked down and she didn't see her husband for 9 weeks. It was a commitment and I'd like to thank them all for that.
How wonderful. Yeah. How's it going?
The furlough staff as well, because they kept us in food.
Oh,
lovely,
right.
Cakes and,
yes.
And bottles of wine and things. So, yes, I'd like to thank them as well.
Tell me about morale among the residents then, because they can't have had any visitors.
They haven't had visitors. They've just started having visitors come into the window to talk to them. We've done Skype. We've done messages, FaceTime, everything so they can speak to them. But they have felt it. They have felt not seeing their relatives. But we've made sure we've done activities with them and supported them and been with them because they are just like, you know, our friends really, and we care about them. Yeah.
And as Catherine said, Catherine Beanland, our doctor, as much as we'd like it to be, this virus hasn't gone yet. We can't be complacent.
Hasn't gone. No, we're still locked. My staff have gone home now. But we're still locked down at the home, so visiting is still through the windows. Or I think the other day, it was such a nice day, one of them sat out on the patio and safe distancing. They saw their daughter safe distancing away. So, yes, it's still locked down at the moment.
Well done, Sue, to you and all your staff at the care home. Thank you for your time this morning.
Can I just thank everybody, thank all the staff, thank the relatives for their support and understanding, and thanks to the GPs and district nurses and everybody that has supported us through this awful time. And we look forward to the new normal when we all might be back together again.
Indeed. Bless you. Thank you very much. Sue Grehan from Alexandra House Care Home in Ludlow. She's the manager. And before that, Dr. Catherine Beanland, who is a GP at Ludlow's Portcullis Surgery.